The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome back to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. I am super excited to talk about TikTok. Is it right for you? Should you join? Is it too late, too early? Is TikTok all just teens and dancing, or is there actual educational content? Is there a spot for you on TikTok? And what the heck even should we be doing on TikTok? And how can we use it to grow our business, to grow our brand, and to build our tribe? Isn't TikTok just for teens? Like, isn't that all it is?
The answer is no. I remember Facebook. When you first got on Facebook, it was all college students. And then we got on Instagram, it was all young people. And then Vine and then Snapchat. A lot of times, many apps start out with young people because they seem to be more risk-taking and more innovative than, quote-unquote, the old dog like us or whatever, or like me. And, you know, so initially, like, specifically, if you're looking at your daughter's phone, you're going to see what your daughter likes. And so she doesn't like 30, 40, and 50-year-old people. She likes people her age. So you may think, oh, it's that. Or for me, when I first got on, I saw Charlie and Addison and them, and I was like, I don't want to see this. Mm-hmm. But I had to learn that TikTok doesn't know me and that the algorithm is different. And so as I engaged with the platform, I started to see the things that I wanted to see. And so I realized later that, wait a minute, all of my people are here. TikTok just had to learn me first to get me to them.
So all of your people are there. How many people are on TikTok?
I think it's 4 billion at this point.
4 billion.
A lot.
That's crazy. That's crazy. So it's not just 4 billion teenagers then? There's business owners, there's 30s, 40s, 50s, 60-year-olds?
Absolutely. I think the last check I did was like at least 40% were at least 20, 25 to 27 years old. At least 40%.
Is it only dancing videos?
No, it is not. I always tell people that, you know, you'll see a lot of your videos and my videos dancing because we're natural. We like to dance. But there's people teaching food, hair, makeup, fashion. There's a lady named Tabitha, and she is a vegan cook. She teaches people how to make vegan things. She's only been there for 2 months, and she's got 3 million followers. I ain't seen her dance not one bit. She's just teaching how to make vegan food. So everybody's there. Artists. I mean, everyone is there. It just seems like it's just dancing.
What I want you to do is not to worry about how to go viral, not to worry about the type of content that you're going to produce on TikTok. I want you to download it. I want you to give yourself a username that's consistent with all the other platforms that you use. Try to brand your name. Try to stay consistent in that regard. But don't worry about posting content just yet. I want you to understand the app. And to do that, I want you to create a stream of content that's exactly the kind of stuff you want to see. And the way to do that is just open your app, and the first thing it's going to do is just serve you up random content. If you watch a couple of videos and you see something that's interesting or funny or you'd like to see more of, then like it, and you'll get more of that. The next thing you can do is go to the homepage or the equivalent of the Explore page and do a hashtag search. Search for something you might be interested in, like business tips, marketing tips, real estate tips, Etsy, you know, whatever your niche is, search for that hashtag and then just watch a bunch of videos. There's going to be some horrible ones, but watch a couple of good ones until you find someone who's really quite good and maybe getting quite a few views and start liking that content. And what will happen within a matter of a day or two, you will customize your TikTok feed, and you'll start getting more and more of that type of content. That will start to give you ideas of the type of content that you can create. Figure out how to use TikTok. Sit down next to a teenager, slip them a 20 and say, hey, can you show me a few things on this thing? How do I use a sound? How do I post if I want to talk to the camera? How do I edit? Like, ask a teenager, sit down with them for 20 minutes, give them a $20 bill, and you'll have an instant tutorial. Google it. and watch a few YouTube videos on how to use TikTok. Make sure you're watching something from 2020, however, so you're getting an updated version of the app.
So what I'm learning about TikTok is people don't care about your originality. Mm-hmm. People want to see, like, there's a thing called the wipe it down challenge, where you're wiping the mirror, and we all know what happens at the end of the wipe it down challenge, but we all want to see what is your version of the quote unquote wipe it down challenge. So whereas Facebook and Instagram, we have to be innovative and we can't look like other people, TikTok is like, oh no, we don't mind. We just wanted you to do it your ways.
All right, so you're looking at a viral video. Click on the lower right-hand corner, the spinning music icon. Tap on that. And then you'll notice all these other people who have used the exact same sound. What you want to do is tap on the upper left-hand corner, the very first person, the very first post, the very first square, and it will say original. Now, that's the person who posted it originally. Click on that and check out what date they did that originally. Now, if it was over a month ago, the trend is already, it's not that it's old, but it's going to be hard for you to be seen. Ideally, you want to catch a trend. You want to click on one of those where you're like, whoa, this person just did this last week or within the last couple of days, and it already has several million views or likes. Then you know that's something that's just recently gone viral, and the likelihood that you're not going to be buried in the feed is much higher. Then you can just use that sound as a background to just about anything you're doing, and there's a better chance you're going to get more views. And you want to build up your views before you start inserting niche content, before you start going deep with the type of content that's more specific to you. So if you go and look at my TikTok right now, you will see at the moment, my strategy is to mix up a little of both. I'm doing some things where I'm following a trend, I'm following a dance trend, following a song trend, and I'm also mixing in some niche content where I'm offering tips like this, talking about how to go viral on TikTok. If you allow it to loop and replay a couple of times, which is kind of the idea behind the app, that's the idea behind going viral, is to create a video that people have to rewatch. Because when it comes to the weight of the algorithm, when we rewatch a video, that has the greatest weight of all. After that, it is when we watch a video all the way to the end. Then third most important thing is when you share a video. The least most important of is when you comment on a video.
How have you used that new TikTok following to grow some of your other channels?
Yeah. So one of the things that I teach other people and for myself is before you kind of start that journey, you always got to think about where you're going. And so I know that I don't want to just be playing on TikTok. I wanted to get clients to join my email list, come on Instagram and Facebook. So the first thing I did when I started learning the platform was I created my own tool, my own freebie, or whatever you may call it. And I put that in my bio. And so I started dancing, but I would say, hey guys, I'm a business and brand consultant. And I would just, if you want tips for starting a business or clarity, click the link in my bio. And so I started just doing that at first, getting people to download the tool. But then in my profile, I put my Instagram. And so now I will teach while I'm dancing and then say, go follow me on Instagram or send me a DM. And so I've got so many DMs on TikTok, and I then push them back to follow me on Instagram. But in addition to that, in my videos, I've started strategically talking about my book and using my book in the video. And I can't even tell you how many books I have sold just from showing it for like 3 seconds. People go, you didn't show it long enough. What's the name of the book? And I'm just strategically doing what I would do on Facebook, but creatively on TikTok.
You can post the same things that you would on Facebook as you would on TikTok. They just have to play by TikTok's rules. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So if I'm talking about my book on Facebook, I am directly selling. I'm saying, hey, if you're someone, you want to learn how to build a business and don't quit your job too soon, I am directly telling you what to do on Facebook, right? On TikTok, it's not so much that people aren't necessarily coming there to be taught. They're going there to be entertained. And so if they want entertainment, then I'm going to give you what we call entertainment. Right? I'm going to entertain you and train you all at the same time and make you go, I kind of like this girl. Yeah, she just pushed that product, but I didn't feel like she pushed me, you know, through entertainment.
It's probably wasn't the first time that you've heard it, but I'm hoping today you heard it loud and clear. All right, I'm downloading the app. I know what you're thinking. I don't have time for this. You don't have time to fall behind. Like, you're in business or you want to be in business. That's why you're listening to this freaking show. You cannot afford to be the last one to show up. You want to get there early, even if you're just watching. Pick a good username. Don't forget to follow myself. And of course, Brock. Brock goes viral all the freaking time. His stuff is great. It is my objective to be brief, to be bright, to get you to download TikTok, to be fun, and then be done. We're done. I just want to mention to those of you who are on Instagram and trying to grow your Instagram, you probably know that Brock and I did a 5-day challenge. It was $27 and it was insane. We had like 5,000 people go through it and they were blown away. But what we've decided to do since then is, for the very same price, offer people a 30-day experience. It's called Insta Club Hub. And it's for those of you who have a small following or a large following, you've got tons of questions about Instagram. It is everything you could possibly ever need to know about Instagram. We go live twice a month. If you miss the live, it's recorded. This is an amazing membership site where once you become a member, once you join, you can log in and like any question you have, you just type it in and it will populate an answer for you that Brock or I have created very recently. And if the answer doesn't pop up, then your question will be emailed to us and we'll either record a voicemail or a video or a written reply explaining to you how to do whatever it is. Like, maybe you can't figure out how to get music on your reels, or how do I get a swipe up if I don't have 10,000 followers, or how do I put a link in my IGTVs? Like, every question you could have, like, how do I promote my products if I'm in a network marketing organization and I don't want to turn people off? How do I get new followers? Everything you could ever possibly need to know about Instagram is covered for you. You get 2 top Instagram experts for less than $1 a day. Hey, I want you to check it out, okay? I know you'll love it. Go to instaclubhub.com. Again, it's instaclubhub.com. And I'd love to have you join us.